Okay. So let's start today's share, because we're in short share, of course, and let's get clarity on the case, the two cases at hand. And you've got Mama Comus over there, if everyone, can you pass it to Mr. Wellings, one of them. So we have the case, two cases, both involving dogs. Dog's been taken, a guide dog, been taken down the road, jumps on the restaurants having outside, people are having their meals outside, and they're having steak, and the dog jumps on, consumes the steak on that steak, obviously not trained as well as he should have been. And we have the case of the dog chasing the cat escapes around underneath the fence, the dog jumps over the fence, makes a dash after the cat, can't catch up with it, but does enter the winery. And he sees some nice wine in the pit, and he takes a good lick. And what happens in that scenario? Of course, winery had to chuck all the wine out due to misada riot problems. Yeah. So the question is: in these two cases, in these two scenarios, does the owner have to pay? Does the owner have to pay? 20 plus. Okay. There's a paper on the table for this. Okay, very good. So does the owner of the dogs, in this case, of the meat, the steak, and the case of the wine, licking the wine, does he have to pay for the damage or not? And we said that is dependent on whether you look at it as a mazik of shame, and therefore, based and get involved in any damages which your animal does through consumption, or a mazik of keren, which is like he's damaging it through pure intentional damage, and then based and nowadays haven't got the samchut, doesn't have the jurisdiction nowadays to judge such cases. So pashtus on just a part of us, maybe understand there's consumption here, it's just on it. But we see what the Shulchan Aruch paskin, which is what the Mishnah we learned out last week, and the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch summarized where we're holding. The Shulchan Aruch summarized where we're holding. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? So it says, number one, shein hu av. Firstly, consumption damage of your animal is the av one. It's written in the Torah, Sholach and Sabir, it's from the Pasuk of sending your animal to somebody's field and he consumes it. The medron, when is it like that? So ochlav, only when it eats. Dov haroya lo. Only when it eats something that is fitting for it to consume. Avo ochla dov she'ein lo. But if it eats something which is not fitting for it, it consumes the dog, the animal consumes. Ksus sekelim. It consumes a basket or somebody's garments. Shinuhu, that's called an unusual act. The aim is shalim, and therefore you only pay chatzi nezek, because it's not called consumption damage, it's called, like, damaging with your horns, keren, which basically has no right to don nowadays. So, okay, so now we've got a rule. One extreme to the other. It eats its normal food. Obviously, it's considered shame, and basically get involved. Eats somebody's clothes. Obviously, basically don't get involved. It's called keren. What is bossa, what is meat, steak, and what is wine? Is it like kalim, or is it like, and therefore don't basically go involved, or is it like their normal food? So what did the Shulchan Aruch carry on, based on the Gemara and Mishnah we saw last time? He says, behema, so ochla, bossa, tashu, a domesticated animal that eats raw meat, or cooked meat, love ochahi, is not normal for it to eat such things. Mishan chatzin ezek, it's keren. Ochla pas, avyocha, if it's bread, okay, bread is small. Avachaya, but a wild animal, lav ochre, it's not normal to eat. Lo pas, not bread, lo tasha, not cooked meat. Raw meat it does eat. But cooked meat it doesn't eat. So at the end of the day, whether it's called domesticated, this dog, whether you call it a chaya, a wild animal, end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch says, meat which is cooked and roasted is definitely off limits, is not something which is normal, is in the category, not normal, it's like eating clothes, and therefore considered kedem, and therefore Beis Din won't get involved nowadays at all. So therefore, we come to the conclusion that obviously the pshat in the word roilo, eno roilo, means, eno roilo means what? It means something that is, what is eno roilo? If we're saying cook meat is not something dogs and cats and all these things, it's carrying so what's the word eno roilo or roilo translates as? It's not his normal food, it's not his normal food. It's not normal food, no one gives a steak to a dog. And therefore, that's unusual, since it's, even though it will like it, doesn't matter, it's not its normal consumption. When it happens, then it's called keren, and therefore, it's because keren's called damages. If damages, therefore, through keren, and not consumption, then basically get involved. Lachara, therefore, what would wine be? Even though it doesn't say in the shulchan aruch, what would wine be? Unusual, the same as a steak. So therefore, so also you come to the same conclusion, but you can't get involved in both of these cases of the steak and of the winery. The guy of the owner of the dog is off the hook from paying. That's the chore where we left it last week, and that's the story we're up to. Now, Mr. Kofun, what's the say in the introductory question? We haven't even started the introductory question. Right? We don't go after weird families and dogs. It doesn't matter in your house that they feed the dog from the food which is that human eats, and they give them steaks as well. We want to know for the dog breed, is it normal for the dog breed in this, at least town at least, not on the individual, is it normal for dog breeds? Is this called dog food? So it's not dog food to have a steak. Even though Mr. Goffman does feed us them. Maybe we'll go after countries and towns where we'll define it. But one person won't change it. And copy that guy, even copy that guy, is considered in such a scenario a Karen. Yes. Yeah, eat your steak. I mean, if yes. If he does it three times in somebody else's house, where we define it as damage, not in your house, where we don't define it as damage, then three times is caring is also obviously good. It's not in your house. Why is it in your house?
No.
It's the owner himself feeds steak. But it's not called damages, and therefore it won't change his category from being a time to a moors. He's not moors until he damages three times. In somebody else's damage. Three times on other people's foods, not your food. Not the owner of the dogs. Yes, like every moors. Okay. Now, still won't touch the ghost, it's not irrelevant. Based in don't, if it's Karen, which we're saying up to now it's Karen, whether it's Mu'ur, Tam, Lumisham, there, based in don't get involved now, die on Karen. If it's Tam, Mu'ur, it makes no difference. Okay. Now, what we have to see is a Gemara over there, Daf Yutes, and I've got a question for this Gemara. It doesn't seem to fit with the rules, which you just laid out a bit. Unusual foods, he said, is keren. Unusual means, not his stable diet. So he says the Gemara, Tonu Abon, which is number two. Hashem Mu'edes Le'echo as a roiler. Shame means eating something which is fitting for it. Ketzat, what's the example? Behavior says, Nechza Lachot Sahanizek, an animal goes into someone's private yard. For Ochla, Ochlim, a roiler, eats its normal foods, which is not his. For Shasta Mashal Roiler, it drinks its normal drinks, which it normally drinks, but it's not his, causing damage. Mishalim, that's called shame, because it's consuming somebody else's food and making them have a loss on its normal food. That's Nezek of shame, paid for whack. Okay. Now, what's the din of a Pora to Ochla Sorin? A cow who eats barley seeds. That's normal food, barley seeds? barley food seeds for cows, normal food? No, no. Kelev, selikik es hashemen. A dog who comes and licks oil. Is it normal for a dog to lick oil? No, okay. So what we expect the din would be, it's abnormal foods. The din would be, which category? Karen, only half. Says the Gemara, Raisa, Mishalim, Nezek Shalom, he pays full amount of money. He pays a full amount of money, implying that it's in the category of shame. Not this Ezek Motsui of Karen Mood, not that. But implying, literally, if you look at the Gemara, it's like a continuation of this Raisa. This is like what shame is, another example of shame. Another example of shame, a dog who licks oil. Hold on. That doesn't fit with my rule of describing what roilo ain't roilo is. I understood up to now roilo ain't roilo means it's normal staple food. Oil is not its normal staple food for a dog. Shouldn't be a shame. And you said it's shame. How can it be? What's Peshat? What's Peshat? Why a dog licking oil is it shame? Very strange. So I don't really expect answers at this stage. But it's a build-up. That's it. Really, in truth, the Gemara addresses why it's called shame. Why is it called shame? Because of our issues, what is it? But I really understand how it addresses it. How does it answer the problem? It says the following words, number three. Omara Papa hash the domus. Now that I read what you told me, you know, a dog licking oil is shame. Now you told me that. Comedy de la bochi. So anything which is not normal. And he eats it just in desperate times. Shmeyakila is called eating. And therefore, I can deduce from that as well. A sugar dog, the tummy. If you have a cat who eats dates, some dates is not normal. But, you know, desperate times you can do desperate things. The sun is a sugar. So therefore you pay shame, which is full whack money. So the Gemara is really trying to explain when you suffer, you eat something which is abnormal, should really be cat, should be a shame. You call it shame, right? Because in desperate times, this cat or this dog or these animals, we eat this type of food, and therefore that's good enough. That is called shame. I don't understand. I still don't understand after the answer, according to what I understood the translation of roiler and roiler at the beginning of this year, was is it staple food? So if it's the translation of shame is only when it eats its staple food, no one's going to suggest that when you drink oil, it's staple food. Definitely abnormal. Even the Gemara say, yes, abnormal. So it shouldn't be shame. Why are you telling it shame? It's a desperate time it hasn't. So what about desperate time? What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? At the day, it's not its staple food. And how have you answered? You obviously tried to answer this issue, for a proper. So how are you answered the issue by saying desperate times? Okay, desperate times. But this is not desperate times, yeah? It's not desperate times. So therefore, it's not stable food. So at the end of the day, today it is Kenan. Today is Kenan. That's my question. Now, I do expect you to have some sort of response to try and answer that. A bit. Mr. Goffman speaking at the moment, he's trying to suggest answer. Maybe, if you speak that to me. The carry on, it's about what they can do. Okay, so Mr. Goffman is saying it depends on when the event of the dog licking the oil is taking place. That's what Mr. Goffman is saying. We'll speak it out from a Me'iri. Says the Me'iri, what does Ayyadei Hatzak mean? What does it mean, desperate? What is it? What are you trying to say, Rapop?
Rotsa lona. Because she rava, when he's starving, ein achilas hanikras shilu, eating this type of food is not called a change. And therefore, and this type of situation, this food is normal, and therefore it's called change. So we're talking about a very hungry dog. And that's what the Brisa is talking about. On a very hungry dog, he drinks oil. That's normal for a hungry dog. And therefore, it's normal staple food for a hungry dog to have oil. So therefore, it's considered shame and not shame. That's what Mr. Bobby said, and that's what Mr. Meiri suggests. Now, the question is, how far do you take it? Now, would you tell me, a hungry dog who eats somebody's clothes because he's hungry, is that caring or is that caring because he's hungry? It's caring, Mr. Welling said. Why you say it's caring? But it's hungry. It's not healthy, okay, but every dog, it's not food. Okay, so you're telling me any type of food. If a hungry dog eats any type of food, then it'll be normal. So let's say spinach. Spinach. A hungry dog eats spinach. Is that called shame or not? It's hungry or hungry? So you say any food enters into the category of normal when the dog is hungry. Yeah? Okay, we have to work out if he's hungry. It's very easy to work out something. I don't worry about that. But you're suggesting that all foods are now considered normal foods when the dog is hungry. That's what you're suggesting. That's what you suggested. That's what you're. Anyone else say different? So let me ask a question and then we've got to. If you're telling me that every food is considered food when he's hungry, so it's a bit of a question. Why did the Gemara, the Brisa, say cow eats barley seeds, dog drinks oil? Why are you talking about different foods? Just say, if you're talking, obviously this Brisa, according to what we're saying, talking about a hungry cow, a hungry dog, you should say, porous or any type of food, or dog who eats any type of food. Yeah, there's a why pinpointing examples. If you pinpoint examples, I may make mistakes and think only this. Why are you giving an example of oil or barley? Just say, any foods, even ones which are not oche, come oche when he's hungry. That's what you should write. Hora, sha'otla, ochem, shalom, oche, habi oche, and therefore, mashal, nezekshon. Why are you giving examples of barley and oil? All foods are considered normal when the animal's hungry. So what's the obvious answer to that question? It's a good question. I think it's a good question. What's the obvious answer to that question? Not all foods, even to a hungry animal, foods, and how do we define when it is? How will we define which food is called food for a hungry animal, if not all foods? Yeah? So we obviously have to say, look, even if he's hungry, he'll never touch this. Yeah? Like, you know, you've got some kids who will never touch certain foods. Doesn't matter how hungry they are. Yes? So the same thing, the hamdil, with these animals, that he says there's the food, even the hungry, just they wouldn't drink vinegar. Just wouldn't drink vinegar. It's just too much for them, yeah? Too much of the poison in their eyes, yeah? Not food. So therefore,
it's clear from the Gemara, there's categories of foods which are not called food even when it's hungry. So therefore, now we come back to our question. What about steak for dog and wine for dog? Wine and steak for hungry dog. Wine and steak for hungry dog, is that considered food which a hungry dog would eat, or not food which a hungry dog would eat? So everyone's saying steak for sure. What about the wine? Wine. Drinking the wine when he's thirsty. Wine. Yeah, because he thinks it's good food, but then he gets, no one told him, you know, we put some alcohol into your fruits. Yeah, maybe get up here, what he thinks about dogs drinking wine. It's something they would do when they're thirsty. Yeah. Well, whenever Gizem gets back to us, he'll be able to give us his expert opinion. Okay, well, okay, we'll repeat this. It's very good.
Hello?
Gizem, will they drink wine?
No. No.
They won't drink wine.
They're
very hungry. If they're very thirsty, will they drink wine?
They won't drink wine, no.
They won't drink wine.
They put off by the smell of it. You know, we deal with youth and risk. So they try that. They try giving them whiskey and things like that as well. And they said, don't worry, look at the smell. So they said, don't worry, look at the smell.
So we've got the expert's opinion that wine is different from steak. Wine, they will never touch because of the smell.
Okay? Rabbi.
Yes, Rabbi Yaakov.
I had a dog that drank wine.
Oh, okay. Well, Rabbi Yaakov, I would expect your dog to drink wine.
It wasn't a shikah, but it drank wine.
And you have to train them properly. I mean, you can't be in my house if you don't behave properly.
Oh, but they're only on Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay, that's so good. So we have a machlokas in between the experts and the dog owner, the little dog owner. Yeah, okay. So let's see what the Gemara says. Okay. Gemara's Machim said something like this. So this is a proof to what the dog does. So the Gemara's Machim says like this. Omer Rabbi Yadai, Chishiv She'elcho Klobim L'mocha Pigo. If the Kohen, when he shechted, he had a mind to be eaten outside, it's a proper time limit. What's that called in the Torah? If the Kohen, when he shechts with a mind that this can't be eaten at the wrong time, what's that called? Pigul. It's called pigul. What happens if he says, I have a mind that this carbon should be thrown out after this month period? What does that mean? Is that pig or not thrown into the dustbin? Not be eaten. Have a mind when it's shattered, it should be thrown into the dustbin after the Zman period. What is that? Is that any or not? If it has that, does it create pig or?
Yes.
No. Only a mashova vahila of eating makes pig. Only if he says, I'm going to eat out of the time, not going to throw out. Says Rabbi Adai, if he thinks that he's going to feed it to the dogs tomorrow, the carbon, then it is called pigle, because feeding to the dogs is called eating. Okay? For dog. Dog to eat the meat. Okay? The same, and then he brings a raya. So that covers the meat. Even cooked meat. Even cooked meat, we maybe see from there. Never mind raw. Diksiv, but then he brings an interesting riot. So why? Why is it called eating? Diksiv, because it writes, Es Izobel Yachlu Haklobin Chelik Yazrael. Izobel was eaten by the dogs because of her in the Chesed as well, because of the Rishonis that she did. She created, she made Israel be killed, so she, because she caused Israel to be killed, she was punished that she was eaten by the dogs. Her blood was licked up and she was consumed by dogs. And that's a proof that dogs eating meat is called eating. So what do we see from that proof in respect to dogs? That we see, what do we see from them? What's the connection? What's the connection between eating the carbon, which the dog, what you want, is called meat eating? Because I see in this process, the dogs ate up the internet. What's the proof? What's the proof? What's meat? The proof? That's, you're talking about raw meat. Here we don't have talked meat. So what's the proof? What's the proof from this possum? What are you trying to prove from this possum? What so? What are we proving? So toast, as it says over there, implies we see a dog eats anything. He just eats anything. He can eat anything. He can eat anything, a dog. He can even eat a human being, as a blood. Anything's on this table, anything served, anything part of the menu. A dog, everything's on the menu for a dog. The way the Gemara is concluding, that even though Gideon said, and then he said they won't touch wine because of the smell, but he's really, really thirsty, the Gemara is implying that dogs will eat anything under all circumstances. As Mr. Bovidensky said, we know that dogs are considered like the consumers of anything, you can give them anything. So, therefore, from the Gemara, we see that the Yaakov, yeah, you can drink them, feed them wine if you want as well, because they will even take the wine. So if so, a hungry dog not only eats meat, a hungry dog also drinks wine. If so, if the dog is hungry, then the dinners will basically get involved. Yes, and if the dog's not hungry, will basically get involved? No. Because it would be carried abnormal. Only when it's hungry. So basically, I have to decide whether it's hungry or not when it took place. We need to act at dogs get hungry during the, what, when, if they're not looked after. Again. If they're not fed, they didn't have their lunch, they didn't have their breakfast. That's what we're talking about, a hungry dog. They, yeah? They didn't stay by Gideon, yeah? They didn't have the raw treatment by Gideon. Yeah. they are not looked after properly. That's when they're called hungry. If they looked after the normal fashion and they see a steak and it's a bit peckish, that's not called hungry dog. It's not the status it's now normal for you to eat it because you're a bit peckish. And therefore, it will be under the category. So most likely are cases where you have proper owners of the pets. Most likely they are not called hungry dogs. So therefore, we would conclude at this stage that both in the case of the steak and in the case of the wine, would it be Karen or be Shane? Would it be something we basically relate to or not? What would it be? We would choose from a normal scenario where the dog's being cared properly, that it be considered Karen, because it's abnormal food in their present state. That's what we would conclude. Yes.
So, can't this be part of the knowledge of how to deal with that? Whether it's a
wild card or a message, if there's a third category in the Shulchan Aruch, should tell us. You've got category A, B, and C. He says domesticated or wild. And we're talking about scenarios where they're obviously they're not hungry. And if they're hungry, that's the Gemara case, the Rapapa's hungry case, then it has a different story. But how hungry do you have to be? You have to be hungry. But then a dog, once he's hungry, everything's on the table. So therefore, we have to... That's it. You don't have a specific caliph in your mind. I'm going to feed it to dogs. So there are dogs out there who are hungry and therefore clap eat them. It's considered an achila and therefore you're doing a mashava or pickle. Yeah? the general dogs species, especially in town, we know your Shabbos is a halacha that you're allowed to feed dogs which are wild. Even on Shabbos, normally you can't feed wild animals because they're dependent on human beings. Okay. Mr. Goff is asking a question at the moment, yeah. No, Hashem might Nisim, and he doesn't bring a nace for special Rishai, and just brings something which is normal to be performed by the right animal. So he's bringing a hungry dog to the area to lick up the blood of Yisrael at the, Isabel at the time. Okay, that answers this one. Now let's therefore take it now a bit to day seven and see if things change. If you see the picture in front of you, what did you think is the picture in front of you? What do you think is in this picture? What's this picture depicting? What's the picture depicting? All different kinds of foods being displayed. Yeah, for a buffet, maybe a buffet, like you say. Well, in fact, this is a restaurant, and this is the front window of the restaurant, and it's examples, and it's there the whole year round. Now, how can it be there the whole year round and not go off? Because they're artificial. But you didn't realize they're artificial. They look really good. So we have a case, you believe it or not, a dog was visiting somebody's house, and he saw the nice place of fruit and veg, things which it normally eats. And it grabbed hold of it and consumed it and then spat it out. Why? Because it was plastic. What's the halacha of such an event? Is that damage of shame or is it keder? Is it something we can judge or not? Now, these plastic, very good imitations, are very expensive, very, very expensive. Not the, you know, the go down the road and buy a fantastic apple. No, these are very expensive items, more expensive obviously than the real fruit and veg, and he damaged it. But he thought that it was an apple, an orange, a tomato. Is that called shame? Is that called carrot? So do you go after the dog? How do you look at this? Shane, look at it. No, he spat it out. I mean, as soon as he realized what it was, he wasn't going to consume it. But he's a bit stupid because he went on to the next fruit afterwards. He didn't realize that they're all like that. He didn't eat it, okay. Okay, we'll see. So, Daniel thinks it's normal, but it's not normal. It's plastic. He thinks it's real fruit. So let's see. L'chaira, it's dependent on the machlokas of those who had us in the Baba Kamma year. About Machlokas Rishonim, which you mentioned already in the Baba Kamma Shir, but we haven't seen it for everyone over here. Let us say what this Machlokas Rishonim is at the beginning of Baba Kamma. What exactly fits on this same? Says the Rashba, beginning. Yesh Nishicha, she told her the same. There's a case of biting, which is not consumption, where it is called shame. Hey Chidami, what's the example? Could go Behema Shanoshcha Bekika. An animal who takes a bite out of a loaf of bread, lahanoso, because he wants to enjoy and consume it, and it's normal food for him to consume. Kedei lachol, v'lo hispika lachol, but he never actually got around to actually consuming it. He was disturbed. Shnofo mepia, and it fell out of his mouth. He never actually consumed it, but he wanted to consume it. He saw food. It's his normal food. He went and took a bite out of it. He didn't actually consume it. That is called shame. That is called shame. Because he considered it his food. And he was doing it because he wanted to consume food. And since he wanted to consume food, and he considered it food, even though he didn't consume it, it's called shame. Wow, that's the Rashba. As the Talmud Rashba says, he quotes this Rashba, and says, Ein ze mukhuba. No, it doesn't make sense to call it shame. To call the sikha, vada tolga, every biting without consumption is always karen. Doesn't matter what he intends. It's always, he didn't consume, it's karen. Even though he wanted to consume it and he thought it was food, and he didn't actually consume it, because of the offer, he didn't actually get benefit from it. Ain't there getting shame, it's not shame, which the Torah wants to hide. Therefore, according to Talmud Rashba, even though he thinks it's food, and it is food, and he wants to consume it, and he doesn't actually benefit from it, it's always going to be kept. So therefore, coming back to our plastic imitation foods. The dog sees it for himself in his eyes, food. It's not really food, it's plastic. He thinks it's food. Why is he biting it? In order to damage, in order to consume? What's the reasoning behind it? To consume. Did he actually consume and get benefit from the plastic foods? No, he's found it out. So the chora, it's a machlokas between the rishonim, whether that's called shame damage or not. Going to Rashba, well, we go after what the dog thought. The dog thought it's food, he was doing an action of consumption, even though he didn't actually consume. He thought it was consumption, it is shame. According to Talmud Rashba, we go, he has to actually get hung off. He didn't actually get any benefit from this. It's never consumption, it's called an act of keren. So therefore, in our case, it will be a machlokas, whether it's keren or it's called shame. Okay? So, where does that take us? That takes us to this case. Where we're going to hold. What happened with this dog? The dog with the cat. The dog with the cat chasing the cat, and he runs after the cat, and he can't catch him, and he goes into whining and licks some of the wine in the hole. Let me ask you a question. Why did he lick the wine in the hole? Now, we're not talking about Reb Yaakov's dog, who normally has a bit of wine every day after supper for dessert. We're talking about type of Gidon's dogs. You know, they don't go near wine. Just don't go near wine. Smells off-putting. So why did this actual dog actually take a lick out of the vat of wine? Why did he actually do it? What made him thirsty? Chasing the cat? So now, he's chased the cat, and he's desperate for a drink. If he's desperate for a drink, and he drinks wine, what is his status of what we based it on? It's going to be shame, it's going to be shame under those circumstances. Because now it's normal for a thirsty dog to drink this under these circumstances to drink. Masha aka the dog, which is going down the street. He sees food on the table, a steak. He's not, lunchtime, but it's not something, he's not in a situation where he normally, and he takes it. That is an abnormal food for his status at the moment, so it should be canned. So therefore, according to where we're holding at the moment, there should be a difference between the steak, where the basin can't get involved, and the wine, it can get involved. What you have to think until next week is what's this got to do? Is there any ramifications on what we just learned with respect to the fake fruits that will have ramifications to our cases of the steak and the wine? Will it have ramifications or not? We'll see you next week in respect of Pesach Mishpat. It's a shame. Tomorrow we'll carry on with our Shilohs of in Hilchos Arla. Thank you, Bishop. Oh, Tuesday is Issachar. Yeah, there's no reason why Issachar we can't learn. Tuesday, yeah, Tuesday, next, the first year of Tuesday, next week, Tuesday, will be the first of this month. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll discuss that.
So Tuesday next week.
Okay.
Rabbi.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've answered the question. I'll tell you in a second. I'll tell Mr. Wellington if you. Rav Yaakov, yes?
Yeah, I have a kind of a doubt if the dog would eat the artificial food because there's no smell to it like food. And they,
these artificial fruits, the good ones, they put smell in it as well.
Oh, okay. Then if it had smell in it, then it's a different smell.
Yeah, it's smell. It's very expensive.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Have a good day.